is our Housecast for Friday, September 21st, and our guest is just standing by there waiting on him right now, Aaron. Billy F. Gibbons. The F is for you can play the F out of a guitar. Billy Gibbons. Billy F. Gibbons. How are you, Billy?
Hey, we're standing tall, and I like it.
This album, I was on the porch last night. We had a big old rainstorm roll through last night. Went outside. It was kind of humid. I had myself a Maker's and Coke, and I sat there and listened to Big Bad Blues, and I kept turning it up. I'm pretty sure I pissed off my neighbors, Billy F. Gibbons.
Well, I think L-O-U-D, play it loud.
Indeed.
In those grooves.
Is this musical comfort food for you when you do an album like this?
It truly is. You know, it's our second outing on the solo tip, the first one being the Cubanized ZZ called Perfecto Mundo that took us down to Havana, Cuba, and now the record company president said, you know, we've done that thing. How about going back to your blues roots? And I raised my hand. I said, that's where we started, and that's where we stand.
Saw you once. I was telling Aaron in the studio, we were talking about this. I remember you played a gig with us and down at the Fillmore. And I turned the corner, and it was early that day, and I went over to Cliff Bell's little blues bar. And there you were sitting at the bar just watching the band.
Yeah, man, it was. They were smoking too. That was one of those tear it up moments. I really enjoyed. Of course, you guys have such a rocking community. It's not a surprise to stumble into just that.
Do you think we don't understand maybe that there as much blues as there is in the Motor City?
Well, you know, this is an interesting question because this great American art form that seems to resurrect itself every so often. It's now become a resonance throughout the globe. A friend of mine just came back from Tokyo, Japan, and he stumbled into a vinyl store, and they had a section of reissue that was dedicated to nothing but American blues from the 40s, 50s, right up to about the 60s. It was... So, yeah, it's around the planet.
We were, you know, the other thing, too, when you talk about blues music, Billy F. Gibbons, our host, the new album, The Big Bad Blues, out everywhere today. You're going to want it. You're going to turn up loud. Trust me. You're going to crank it up. Hollywood 151 was the track that I went crazy on, dude.
Oh, man. Interesting stuff. Of course, we've got a couple of covers from our favorite blues giants, namely Muddy Waters and, of course, the guitar player from Mars, Bo Diddley. Those were some of the first tracks that really unfolded that got us rolling down that blues avenue. And then I took the pen and paper out and started scratching some originals. And somebody said, "What is this Hollywood 151? What exactly is that?" Years ago, I was living out in California, and there was a couple of guys from Mexico. It was two guitars and a drum machine, and they had the most peculiar name for their group. They called themselves with the word something followed with 151, and we just enjoyed the way they were playing so much. And then later we found out that there was not one but a bottle of Bacardi behind each of the guitar players. 151. By the end of the night, I know why they called it something.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, but we remembered those glorious moments. Hollywood 151.
It's a great town.
One of the songs I really liked on the album was Missin' Yo Kissin'. And when I looked it up, I found out that your wife wrote the song.
Indeed. I remember looking at the two engineers. They were in the control room staring out into the lounge. They finally leaned over and they said, "You better hide your credit card. Miss Gilly's out there scribbling away. I think she's got the Chanel catalog in front of her." But we tiptoed. She left the room and we tiptoed past while we're going into the studio. They happened to glance down and said, "Hey, take a look at this. Maybe we can do something with this." I said, "What you got?" And it says, "It looks like a song, and it's called Missin' Your Kissin'." And I said, "Oh, how sweet." And then I said, "She was writing about that about me, wasn't she?"
You know, Billy, one thing I wanted to mention, going back to like the blues thing here in Detroit, I've noticed a rebirth, too, because of Jack White, that Fifth Man record store that he has here in the Motor City. You go Indeed. There and there's artists that come here and there's people discovering vinyl that you would never listen to, but you feel almost compelled. Maybe you're more open-minded now. So like people like you, me, may release this 5 years ago, but now here in the Motor City, I think people, you're going to get a bigger reception because we are a little more open-minded to discovering new music, especially with the rebirth of vinyl.
Yeah, there's been a resurgence in all formats, particularly vinyl. In fact, I've developed a friendship with Jack over a number of years now, and just recently he and I were talking about the rather unexpected rush to re-embrace vinyl, to the point where he actually made a trip to Germany and visited the last remaining factory that makes vinyl pressing machinery. And that's, if you go by and visit Jack's spot, you can see it in action. It's pretty wild.
That's cool.
That is so cool. Hey, Billy F. Gibbons, our guest here, the Big Bad Blues out everywhere today. Just want to give you a heads up. We're doing something here. When Glenn Frey passed away so suddenly, Billy, just so you know, we're the ones that we made sure that Glenn Frey drive because he was raised here, born and raised in Royal Oak, Michigan. So we started talking about it. We said, why do we wait until these people are gone? These people that we love, the Muddy Waters. I mean, you know, the artists that we love. And then we decided that to do Bob Seger Boulevard. Nobody in Detroit had a Bob Seger Boulevard yet. Isn't that crazy?
Well, you know, I can't think of anybody more deserving from the Motor City than Bob Seger. I mean, he's got fans all over the world, and deservedly so. What a tremendous, tremendous artist.
So, Billy F. Gibbons, the question is,
if you were to cover any Seger song and make it your own, what would be your go-to?
Probably Hollywood Nights, only if I could chase it with 151.
You know, the one that one's the one, and the other one I've always thought I would love to see or hear your interpretation of her strut.
Ooh-wee, now we're talking.
See? You could get after that. I know you, and the way you play, Billy F. Gibbons, you would just eat that thing alive.
Yeah, man. I tell you what. You know, I've got a couple of friends from back in Detroit, Jim McCarty and his drummer Johnny B, for forever and ever. If I could get them to tiptoe into the studio, that might be the best one to tip the lid on.
You got to get here. Are you touring that? You're touring the project as well, aren't you?
We are, and I've had the luxury of snagging our fearless Mr. Matt Sorum back on drums. His days at Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, and we rounded out the trio with another guitar player, Austin Left Hand Hanks, and he's quite the enigma. He plays upside down and backwards. He took the Jimi Hendrix, Albert King left-handed thing and then twisted it in. I don't know how he plays it, but it just works.
Those really guitarists crazy. Always have cool nicknames. You never hear somebody like, I can only play it off sheet music Jones. It's never like, yeah. It never works, Billy F. Gibbons. All right, well, the new album, Big Bad Blues, out everywhere today. You are fantastic, man, and we're looking forward to this.
Well, I'm looking forward to swinging back through town and we'll make the rounds, man. It's you know, we'll bring it to you loud, just like you say. It's LOUD and a lot of fun.
Come on in, man, when you're here.
Sound like a plan? Well, great to talk to you as always. Appreciate the time, man. Play that wax.
Done. Billy F. Gibbons.
One last question before you go, Billy F. Gibbons.
Uh-huh.
We're doing our street ceremony for Bob Seger Boulevard on October 20th. It's going to be a big thing. What's your message to Mr. Bob on his street, on Bob Seger Boulevard?
Well, you know, Detroit's not been off our radar for many years. You know, cruising Woodward brings out some of the summertime best wheels. Just have Bob pick out his favorite and, like rock and roll says, drive it fast and play it loud.
You're the best. Thank you, Billy F. Gibbons.
Yo, I'll talk to you. Have mercy.
Later.